Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
While there are many examples of man's general hatred and disregard of those whom the Lord would send, throughout the Scriptures there is none so vivid and fervently pursued than the rebellion of men against that one prophet which he has sent in the end of the age. He is that one whom Stephen spoke of as the just one, of whom ye have now been the betrayers and murderers. He spoke specifically to those Jews which ultimately stoned him to death. Yet he speaks directly to all who disregard his station as the Savior of sinners and that one who alone is the revelation of God to men. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. There are many who would pay lip service to serving him, yet they deny what he accomplished on Calvary's cross. They would tell us that he made salvation a possibility for all men by his sacrifice, yet the Scriptures plainly tell us that he purged our sins and that he obtained eternal redemption. Never once do the Scriptures speak of his redemption as being open-ended or producing a possibility for men to be saved by joining their faith to his work. This is a figment of the imagination of men who would glory in their free will and their own ability to produce faith according to that free will. There can be no middle ground on this matter. Either he paid the price for the sin of his people and they are saved thereby, or he did not. This is a matter of right and wrong, which is determined by him who said that he came to save sinners, and not just to make it possible for them to be saved by their own power. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and he shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. The blood of the only begotten Son of God has not been shed in vain, nor can one sin for which he has atoned remain to bring those for whom he died into condemnation. He has bought that possession which was given to him from before the foundation of the world. Religious men rebel at this plain truth and go about to present his finished work as one which is really not finished, but depends upon the creature to make it complete. They conclude that men are justified by the act of believing, and that they have power to persuade men to embrace it, and therein believe and consequently be saved. Yet the Lord laid the axe to the root of this concept in the simple message that he gave to Nicodemus. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John describes for us both the evidence and the origin of this new birth, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The evidence of this birth from above is the gift of faith, which is found in all of those whom the Lord is pleased to call from darkness to light. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Their believing does not precipitate the work of God to give them life, but rather their believing is the work of God, which causes them to believe. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Have you heard his word and believed?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.